Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh along with Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. In beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, fluffy clouds, partly sunny skies, a beautiful day to be out around. Weather report from our old own Chad Holmes up there at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, saying the weather up in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids is equally beautiful as well. So it looks like a pretty nice day across all of Wisconsin.
That it does.
Yes. Did you get the, we're doing this a little bit real time. Did you get the cut of J.D. Vance that I said a little bit earlier?
Yes.
Here? All right. Well, that's the one I said. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and at least on the Civic Media Twitter, we're working on getting the show back up on the Todd Albaugh Show Twitter page. And there's some complications we have to go through, some money we have to give. And, look, I understand Elon Musk is a schmuck, but here's how I look at it. We're using his venue to get truthful information out to defeat the candidate that he's endorsed.
And he's also making it difficult. Like, I remember you had an error that happened when you tried to pay for it.
Yes.
And so if he wants us to give him money, right, you'd think he would make it work.
Maybe he has all the money he needs. I don't know. But you can still, if you follow Civic Media on Twitter, X, whichever you want to call it, you can see the show there every day still, streaming on the video part of it, and also on Facebook and YouTube as well. If you're watching on those, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yes. Have you seen this online?
No, I haven't.
Google J.D. Vance couch. See what comes up.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he may or may not. There's some discrepancy about whether this is accurate or not, so I want to be careful. But Rick Wilson over at the Lincoln...
Gotcha. I see. Yeah. I'm not going to say it. Google it yourself.
Rick Wilson over at the Lincoln Project is having a field day with this. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. I mean, this is a very nice couch behind me, by the way, in our studio, but it makes me wonder if I should sit down on it anymore.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No, but we're going to start calling it the J.D. Vance couch behind me here in our main studio in Madison. Speaking of, later on, we're going to get to Val Phillips, great Wisconsinite. There's a new statue, appropriately enough, being unveiled this weekend in Madison. We're going to try to get to that. And also, and I have a feeling this is a very bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're going to talk about Kamala is brat.
I'll let you handle this one.
No, you have, because you're
no,
the
I
resident
know, I know.
Young person. This is a young person thing, and Todd is going to try to get into this and explain, because it's all over. And you may, and now apparently Kamala is brat may actually already be dead, but we're going to tell you what it is and what it means, and if you see it and hear it, what you're in for. But first, let's start out this hour. And by the way, if you ever want to join in, we're always happy to have you call in on the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. J.D. Vance, as you may have heard at the top of the hour, national news. And this is you just got a new car, Zommers, or new to you,
yeah,
right? Have you ever bought a car or known someone and you got a lemon. You bought a lemon because you buy the thing and it turns out you didn't really have all the information. The sales guy with the greasy hair and the plaid sports jacket didn't really tell you all the truth. And you have to put a bunch of money into this car. It's just a lemon.
I mean, I once knowingly bought a lemon, but that's because I bought it from a friend of mine who was selling it for $1,000. And I was like, perfect. It'll last long enough to be worth $1,000.
There you go. Exactly. It's just a rental. Well, Donald Trump, he's kind of bought a lemon with J.D. Vance. Well, maybe more than kind of. This guy just keeps getting worse and worse, as it turns out. And he's not helping the ticket at all. So here now, this is J.D. Vance doubling down, saying that Americans without children are going to have to face consequences. And that Americans that don't have their own children, birth, I guess, biological children, are somehow less than and deserve less voice in America. I'm not making this up. We'll play it for you and then we'll discuss it. Here is J.D. Vance.
Let's give votes to all children in this country, but let's give control over those votes to the parents of those children. When you go to the polls in this country as a parent, you should have more power, you should have more of an ability to speak your voice in our democratic republic than people who don't have kids. Let's face the consequences and the reality. If you don't have as much of an investment in the future of this country, maybe you shouldn't get nearly the same voice. Now, let...
What? I mean, where's the Scooby-Doo?
Ruh-roh.
I mean, what? What? The Republican nominee for Vice President of the United States has said that if you do not have biological children, you should have less of a voice in the United States of America.
I also have a clip from Alyssa Farah, former Trump aide, who reacted to this comment.
All right, let's hear it.
The other is this J.D. Vance clip. I saw it years ago, a couple years ago when he said it, but I am hearing from so many girlfriends, lifelong Republicans, that are so offended by it. Because if you're a woman of about my age, your mid-30s, the most common thing that my friends are dealing with is infertility, miscarriages, struggling to get pregnant, wanting to and it not happening, or people who so badly want to get married, but they haven't met the right partner yet. How dare you denigrate them and say that they are not as valuable, they don't have as much of a stake in this society?
That's fantastic. Who is that? A former Trump aide?
Yes, Alyssa Farah, former Trump aide.
Keep that one in check. Keep that one right where you got it. Because she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know friends. I know people who have struggled with infertility problems, using in vitro fertilization. People have had miscarriages. Like she said, maybe you just haven't met the right partner. And this is something that nearly every American family, all of us have either gone through it or know friends or family who have had these absolutely gut-wrenching struggles. And to somehow suggest that people like that, I'm a single person, I don't have biological children, I have two godsons I love very much, I have two nieces I love very much, but to suggest that if you don't have your own biological children, you shouldn't get as big a voice in American democracy?
And also,
I mean, it should be election over right there.
Also, when would that even kick in? Would it be right when you're 18 and you can vote? So if I don't have children by 18, I have less of a say?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's Eric and Madison texting in, you know, he really just wants to go back to the old tried and true landowners. Yeah, you're right. Matt in Germantown listening on WAUK says, I love that he clarifies right after that he really means it. Yeah, right? There's no taking this out of context. There's no, well, he really, because that's what Republicans and the MAGA folks love to do. They love to clean up Trump's comments. They love to, after he says these bombastic, terrible things, well, he really didn't mean it. But you're right, Matt. He doubled down. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for trying and getting through. We appreciate it. Tom, what do you got to say?
Yeah, what kind of Handmaid's Tale BS are we living in here? This is crazy. Number one, it's like it normalizes it by them just saying it, I think, sometimes. And it's so blown crazy. And we have a media that allows, a corporate media that allows for these things. They don't check it right away. They'll check it five shows later. So therefore, all the people that actually heard it, they don't hold people's feet to the fire. And I just want to ask you, Todd, do you think that it's corporate media that is allowing this stuff to go because of the profits that are made in corporate media? Or do you think that we just do not know how to handle the end of democracy as we know it? That's number one. And number two, I would like to say, as a gay dude, or a gay guy, a guy that happens to be gay, I'll put it that way, and married for the past 9 years and with the same person for the past 20 years, I would like to say that, oh man, I'm so sorry. I'm just like, I'm so taken back by this whole thing. That when Joe Biden said what he said years ago, you know what? It was the first time in my life, and I grew up in that town of Wisconsin of 2,000 people. It was the first time in my life where I actually felt like I was seen, mm-hmm. like I actually had security, because the president and the vice president at that time had actually said it's okay for us, that we're not abnormal, that we're not a problem, mm-hmm. that we weren't born with a birth defect, or that, you know, whatever it might be, or we're just as equal. And J.D. Vance, does that mean the people that don't have children, does that mean they don't have to pay taxes then?
Right.
Because obviously, you know, public school, whatever it might be, I know you want private, they just want The Handmaid's Tale. I recommend everyone watch The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu this weekend. Because, Todd, people like you and me, they're going to start throwing the word around gender traitor pretty soon.
All right.
Watch.
Yeah. Well, I remember Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Rebecca Clayfish, once said of marriage equality, well, what's next? If you allow people to marry same sex, they're going to want to marry their clocks and their tables. That's why I call her clocks and tables Clayfish.
J.D. Vance wants to.
Keep your sofas off the street. They are not safe on the street.
And Todd, I will say this too. They knew years ago that if they could divide and conquer a wonderful state like the state of Wisconsin,
yep.
anywhere in yep. the country, and that
great, great call, Tom. So we're up against the commercial break, Tom. Tom in L.A., always fantastic. Hold on the line. We see you there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. More on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okay. Here we go. When I'm in the club, yeah, I'm
welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
That is 365 by Charlie XCX from the album Brat.
That's where we're going. Stay tuned. That's fantastic. We'll explain. We'll explain. This coming up. This is fantastic. What is not fantastic, but what it not much blows my mind anymore in terms of politics. But J.D. Vance, we played you the clip. J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for Vice President of the United States, said that Americans without children should, quote, face the consequences and the reality and not get nearly the same voice in democracy, unquote. He went on to say, quote, let's give votes to all children in this country, but let's give control over those votes to the parents of those children, unquote. J.D. Vance truly believes and made it clear that if you do not have biological children, that you should not have an equal voice in democracy. With no regard to couples who are trying to have children, who may be struggling with fertility problems, who may be going through in vitro fertilization, who may be trying to adopt, who may have stepchildren. If you don't have, I'll just say it because it's a little crass, but it's true. J.D. Vance's position is, if you're not a breeder, you don't count. Let that sink in. If you can't procreate, if you don't procreate, you don't count as a full American. Where have we heard that before? Turn back in your history books to Civil War times. What? Those of us without children are now, what, two-thirds of a person? Three-fifths of a person? Three-fifths of a vote? And this guy wants to be a heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States. L.A. Tom, by the way, great call, last segment. On the lighter side, he has a great meme. We're going to talk about memes later. Go around the internet. Scroll that down, Mr. Zomers, please, so I can read it. Oh, there. He put it up on the YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. It has Taylor Swift in front of the White House, surrounded by a bunch of calico cats. And it says, Childless Cat Ladies for Harris 2024. That's fantastic. Well done. Oh, Matt, I'm sorry. I was going to your right. I was literally about to go to Matt. Matt, if you're listening in Middleton, I'm sorry I kept you on hold there through the break. Give us a call back, Matt. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. I appreciate L.A. Tom's call. And I will say, like him, I was working at the state capitol around 2012 when Joe Biden made those remarks on Meet the Press, when he got ahead of then President Barack Obama on the issue of marriage equality. And he said, look, it just comes down to who you love and who you're dedicated to. It doesn't matter who it is. And it's the right thing to do. And probably one of my most impactful and proudest moments of working for my former boss, Dale Schultz, was that moment before the Supreme Court decision codifying or making marriage equality the law of the land. In 2006, the Republican legislature passed what was known as the Defense of Marriage Law, DOMA. And Dale was the Senate Majority Leader. And it made marriage between one man and one woman the law of the land in Wisconsin. To his credit at the time, he told his caucus on the Republican side, look, nobody's given any hateful speeches. Only the author speaks, and we will give the Democrats as long as they want on the floor to rebut. And no one's going to attack him. And no one did. Still, it was passed. Fast forward from 2006 to 2011, 2012. Don't quote me on the year. Had a lot going on in Wisconsin called Act 10 back then as well. So my mind's a little foggy, and also had the voter suppression bills going on. But one of the proudest moments ever working for my former boss, Dale Schultz, is when we sat down and talked about this. And he said, you know, I'm basically with Joe Biden. And I think I need to say something about it. And so together, mostly him, wrote a statement as the former Senate Majority Leader who helped pass DOMA, expressing his support for marriage equality, was the only Republican in the legislature to do so at the time. Broke with his caucus, as he did so many times on doing the right thing, on being a leader, on setting the example. I was never more proud of him than that moment. It was obviously personal to me, but I knew that it represented and meant so much to so many other people around the state of Wisconsin. It's one thing, and I give Joe Biden all the credit, it's one thing to break with your boss, the president, and come out in favor of something like that. It's another to be a former Senate Majority Leader on the Republican side and break with your party and do that. We need more leaders like that. We need more leaders in both parties like that. And that is one of the reasons I am so excited about a Kamala Harris candidacy and presidency because she is a former prosecutor, a former attorney general of California who put predators, sexual offenders behind bars. As she says, listen when I tell you or hear me when I tell you, I know Donald Trump's type. That is one of the best political lines I've heard in ages. I hope they use it over and over.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
And but yet, in the ad we played earlier, she also gives hope. And that's the key of any great campaign. It can't always be dour and negative and attacking. You got to give people something to vote for. You got to give them hope. And Kamala Harris coming out of the gate with her first ad, it wasn't negative. It wasn't mean. It was about hope. It was about freedom. It was about we're not going back. We're not going back on women's rights. We're not going back on marriage equality. We're not going back on economic rights. We're not going back on what brings us together and on unity. We are going forward. That's the kind of campaign that's inclusionary that everybody can get behind. And guess what? As someone who doesn't have biological children, but she has stepchildren through her husband, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, she is empathetic. And she doesn't think just because you don't have biological children, you should be half of a person or half of a vote. The fact that J.D. Vance came out for this and has doubled down on it. Chris LaCivita, who runs Trump World, has to be shaking his head. Republicans or MAGA Republicans that still have a brain. And I'm not talking about voters. I'm talking about people who are running the campaigns. And there are some, like Chris LaCivita. He knows this is terrible. He knows that is not a winning message. But he has two candidates in Donald Trump and J.D. Vance who cannot help themselves. All right, come on back. We'll flip a page. We're going to tell you why Kamala is brat. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media. Welcome back to the Todd All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Mr. Zommer is always fantastic on the board. I assume that is it Charlie or Charlie XCX?
From my understanding, it's Charlie.
All right, Charlie XCX.
And that's Sympathy is a Knife, also from the album Brat.
From that's the key here, what we're coming up on, Brat. Album. The album is named Brat, and the British hyper-pop artist is Charlie or Charlie XCX. And by the way, before we get into this, I'm already trepidatious and nervous because our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, reminds me that the meme we showed earlier talked about with Taylor Swift in front of the White House.
Oh, that was a different Jeff. It was not Jeff Perry.
Oh, a different Jeff. All right. Pointed out that I called these cats in this meme calico cats, and apparently they're tabby cats.
Yes. Jeff says, happy to help. I have a calico.
Oh, very good. So explain the difference, Mr. Zommers.
So yeah, a calico cat is one with like black and white spot patterns, sort of. And a tabby cat is the orange cat. And these were tabby cats surrounding right. Taylor Swift in this image.
I'm sorry. I got my kitties mixed up.
It happens to all of us.
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping. Oh, those beautiful kitties all alone in the park. That was an ode to David Letterman on behalf of Jeff Perry. He'll get that.
Yes, he will.
Where's Paul Schaefer when I need him, ladies and gentlemen? All right, here's the story. And we usually on this program, we are nothing if not behind the curve. And so in an attempt to be ahead of the curve, we are going to bring you this story now because you see this a lot of places. You see Kamala is brat. And of course, people from Wisconsin are like, did they just misspell brat?
Or mispronounce or whatever.
Or mispronounce, right. But no, it is Kamala is brat. And on her official campaign Twitter X page, she has a beautiful chartreuse green. And a lot of people are saying, why is she using chartreuse green instead of a traditional red, white, or blue? And it turns out that the album cover of this Charlie XCX, the Brat album, is this chartreuse green. So here, first of all, we're going to play you the words, a little backstory here, and then we'll discuss it. Here are a couple of cuts from Kamala Harris on the campaign trail while she was running as vice president, now running for president.
I'm ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubosky, and if you found yourself on social media in recent days, there's a good chance you stumbled across some memes related to Kamala Harris, the new presumptive Democratic nominee for president. Those memes having to do with brat summer and existing in the context and falling out of a coconut tree, it all goes back to this speech that Harris gave at the White House last year.
Because none of us just live in a silo. Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
People on the internet found that line kind of funny when taken out of context and initially began sharing it as a way to poke fun at the vice president. But as talk of her replacing President Biden on the 2024 Democratic ticket began to grow, the meme shifted from something ironic into a genuine expression of support in many ways. One edit set to a Charlie XCX song has been viewed around 4 million times on X, and the Harris campaign has rebranded many of their social media accounts to suit the meme's new aesthetic. And if you think that all adds up to nothing politically, you may have just fallen out of a coconut tree.
Great job there by ABC. Do you have his name? I'd like to credit him. I didn't watch.
I already closed it up.
All right, that's fine. No worries. But like, ABC, they did a great job explaining this. So if you see on social media little images of coconuts or palm trees, coconut trees, that's where this is coming from, was that Kamala Harris's mother said to her, I don't understand you young people. What do you think? You just fell out of a coconut tree? And then went on to say, everything that exists now came, you know, it was something that came before. You stand on others' work, which I think is fantastic. It's a great message.
Yes.
And Kamala Harris comes from a mixed family, I believe, of Jamaican and Indian, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds correct.
I know Jamaican for sure. And I think her mom came from the Jamaica side. And they have a lot of coconuts there, of course, in the Caribbean. So now this artist, Charlie XCX, got into it hours after Harris was endorsed by Biden. And Charlie XCX, again, this is a big British pop star that has gotten big all over the world, including here in the U.S., simply tweeted out, quote, Kamala is brat, unquote.
Which I can't explain if you want. Otherwise, I don't know if you're
no,
about to.
I think this is a good time to go to a resident young person instead of a 50-something-year-old person. Explain to us, Mr. Zommers, as a 20-something, what is Brat?
So Brat, the album by Charlie XCX, pretty new one, is about her life as a partier and being authentic to herself, even though sometimes it gets her in trouble. And so what she's saying about Kamala is that, you know, she fits the concept of this album, maybe not necessarily the partying side, but the authentically being yourself, even if sometimes it gets you into trouble, and not compromising yourself for anybody. And so she's saying, I think Kamala Harris is the real deal and is here for us.
That's an excellent explanation. Well done. Thank you. Give yourself a cheer. I think that was absolute. That's exactly what we wanted here. Exactly. Yes, that nicely done. You're right. And so already the Republicans, the mega folks, are making fun. And they have all these different cuts of her laughing, of the vice president laughing. And oh my God, God forbid that she's a human and that she shows emotion. And so Republicans are trying to make fun of her laugh. Trump's trying to make fun of it. And I think Charlie XCX here is saying, look, this is who she is. She doesn't pretend to be anybody else. She is who she is. I mean, over the weekend, reporters that were with her in the vice presidential residence reported that while she was calling around to different Democrats and getting Democratic endorsements from delegates and elected officials, she was doing it in sweats and sneakers and ordering pizza for the staff. She's authentically herself. And I think that is something that so many Americans, so many Wisconsinites can relate to, is we just want to vote for somebody that is themselves. And so this is a young person, this Charlie XCX, saying that Kamala is brat, that she represents, as Zahmer said, the album kind of creed, just to be yourself. So that's what it's all about. So we had a call, the caller was not brat. Caller is, be true to yourself, LA Tom says. Here we go. Mary in Mount Horeb, but God love her. She's a great listener on MDX. She says, sorry to correct you again, but calico cats are cats with three distinct colors and are always female. Yeah, I did not know that.
Thank you for the correction. I knew they were always female, but I neglected to say it. And yeah, I was thinking of the black and white spots, but it's usually like it'll be black, white, and brown or something.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, whether we're talking about calico cats or vice presidential candidates, LA Tom nailed it. You want to be true to yourself, right? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think of the summer of Kamala is brat? Chartreuse green. Be yourself. Be authentic. Now, this is fantastic because we haven't really talked in a while. My Wisconsin traveling partner, the host of Matinair On Air, every morning from 8 until 10 across Civic Media, Jane Matinair, calling in. And Jane is, I learned this from her while traveling around Wisconsin and singing together. Jane Matinair is nothing but hip and on top of the kids, what the kids are saying today. Jane Matinair, what up?
Hey, Todd. Oh, yes. I am plugged into, how do you do, fellow kids? I'm so right there. I just wanted to chime in because we talked about this on our show.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear.
She be a loud lady laugher. What's next for this country? Cats and dogs living together. Oh, my God, Todd, it's anarchy. She laughs loudly. It's, oh, my, what do we do? What do we do?
Right? I know. It's so, but don't you think, Jane, that, and Trigvi Olsen was here yesterday, and he's much more plugged in than I am. I think that Republicans, the MAGA, the Trump camp in particular, they really did not think that Joe Biden was going to put country before self, and therefore they had no plan B to run against Kamala Harris.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Todd. But her laugh has come up before because they have nothing else.
Right.
They literally have nothing else. They have no policies to run on except Trumpism, which, as we all know, was so hugely successful last time. There's no wall. Mexico paid it. There was no infrastructure bill. There was no replacing Obamacare with something so much better. So I think we can just expect a lot of more of these petty, small comments about her as they try to get their feet on the ground. And I think Civic Media needs a line of loud lady laugher t-shirts. I'm gonna lobby for that. I'm on board with that.
And you have a very distinct, wonderful laugh yourself, which was a large part of what makes your show so special. And so I think you could lead the charge with this.
Well, I just, again, it is such a ludicrously misguided attack, and the whole childless women shouldn't be voting and childless, you know, just keep talking, you guys. You're doing right? Well.
I mean, you like Please. Me don't have biological children. I mean, what is up with that? I mean, I know so many people that either by choice or by circumstance are not biological parents. And I mean, that is a large segment of the voting block. And to alienate that block, just like I say, not many things politically blow my mind anymore, but what J.D. Vance is doing does.
Well, and one of the latest things that surfaced, Todd, was from in 2021, he suggested that parents of children should be able to cast ballots on behalf of their children before they're at voting age. So if you have six kids, then you get to apparently vote six times.
But of course, the accusation is it's Democrats that perpetrate voter fraud. Right?
Exactly. Cheating. They cheat, Todd. They're all cheaters.
Jane, it's so good to hear your voice. We need to catch up soon. and sit down. And,
I will not stop.
Very quickly, before you go, did you guys, because I have my resident young person in Zomers, did you ask Kelvin on your show, you and Greg, about this Kamala is brat? Have you talked about this?
We talked about it with Pat Kreitlow just a little bit on Monday. Aaron did such an excellent job explaining it,
right?
That I think we're going to have to do a recap with our resident young person, Kelvin, and right, have him give us an explainer for the old.
Because I love Pat Kreitlow, but I'm not sure whether he's the right person to explain Kamala is brat.
I'm going to let you two fight that out. I am not stepping in the middle of that argument, all right, my friend.
Well, it's always great to hear. You can hear Jane and Greg every morning across Civic Media from 10 until noon. She follows our show, and we're so happy to have you as lead-in, Jane. Thanks for checking in with us, Jane. Have a great day.
Thank you, Todd, and keep laughing, ladies. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jane Mattner. She's absolutely right, right? It's just these attacks on they're just personal attacks.
Yeah, Jill in Madison, speaking of that, also says, sign me up for the loud lady laughers. Kamala feels joy. Trump does not. Have you ever seen him laugh? He seems quite soulless.
That is such a great comment, Jill. That is such a great comment. That Kamala Harris is a joyful person. She is a thankful person. She gives gratitude. And Donald Trump seemingly does not. That's a great point. Other than laughing at someone, I've never seen Donald Trump just laugh at a joke that was truly funny.
Me either.
Or like, there's no self-deprecation at all. He would never make fun of himself or laugh at himself. I think that's a really great point there. What else we got here? Jane, lots of love for Jane coming in from L.A. Tom in Waukesha, or listening via Waukesha. She's great. Listen to her every morning, 10 until noon, on Greg Bach, Jane Mattner on air. We appreciate her calling in. Back with our final segment. Don't go anywhere. Kamala is brought, or brat, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS News time, depending upon which station you were listening to us on, followed by a check of local news by our Civic Media News team, a check of weather, and perhaps a little sports from Mike Clemens as well. And then it is time for the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4, directly after our program. Maggie Dawn, every afternoon from 2 until 4. Do not miss it. Before we get off of the brat summer, talking about this meme by Charlie XCX, declaring that this is, that Vice President Harris is brat, meaning that she amplifies or exemplifies her authenticity, being herself. But now here, from the Gothamist out of New York, headline, how New York City Mayor Eric Adams allegedly killed Brat Summer. Now, see, this is the problem. And this is why I'm so happy you're here, Mr. Zomers, is you didn't need a 55-year-old or a 54. I'm already dating myself. I'm still 54. You didn't need a 54-year-old guy stepping on this cool thing and ruining it. And that's why I needed a 25-year-old to do it, because you did a perfect job.
Well, thanks.
But here's how things get killed. Older people, middle-aged guys like me, just try to be hip and it ain't cool. So here now from the Gothamist says, it was fun while it lasted. Brat Summer is dead. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams killed it. At least so says the internet. Around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the self-described nightlife mayor, really, that's how you describe yourself, nightlife mayor, dealt the cultural phenomenon its alleged death blow by posting his own version of the Charlie XCX, viral meme, which has taken over social media and even infiltrated Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Quote, Brat Summer is officially over, unquote, declared City Council member Chai Osi of Brooklyn. And from the advocacy group Transportation Alternatives, quote, comms managers all over the city are shedding a quiet tear. Time to pack it up, folks. So apparently, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, tried to go online and capitalize this on both TikTok and on X or Twitter, and he just mucked it up, and he didn't do a good job. And so now they're saying, because, you know, Mayor Adams is doing this, it's no longer cool. I'm not so sure. People outside of New York City might not know this.
Yeah, I think I'll have to watch it and see how bad it is.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It says, the video clip or edit posted by Adams's office later on captures the interaction. It starts with someone asking, what is your advice to Vice President Harris on how to have her best brat summer? The best what? Adam answers. Do her brat? Is it called brat? Okay, am I a brat? I hope I'm not a brat. Tell her to come to New York and be a SLP, Summer of Possibility. See, it gets messy and stupid.
So he just doesn't know what he's talking about. Why make that a social, like...
Right, why put that out there?
Yeah, if I'm stumbling around and confused about something, unless it's really funny, why would I put that online? And even right. That, if I'm a political figure, even if it is really funny, I wouldn't put it online.
To me, it says someone in the mayor's comms department in New York City said, oh, this will be a good idea. Look at all these millions of people that are interacting. Get in on the trend.
Instead of just making him look like an idiot.
Exactly. L.A. Tom says, for Wisconsin, she is brat, and now I know I'm also brat too. I also eat brats, so we're having a good spotted cow, whether it's brat or brat. Oh, but it's a little fun there. You got to have a little fun. And yeah. I think for me, the big point here is that Kamala Harris knows how to actually capitalize. And the cool thing is, she didn't do it. It was Charlie XCX. It was someone who was already in with the kids. I'll just say that, the kids. They're the ones that started it. It was grassroots love from social.
And that's what proves that it's accurate, that right. She didn't manufacture anything. It wasn't Pokemon go to the polls and Hillary Clinton dabbing, trying to be cool. It was Kamala Harris being herself and having a couple nervous laughs in public and people being like, you know what? She's not afraid to be herself.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Well said. Let's go. I want to spend a couple of minutes here, and we'll try to spend a little bit longer time on this, because it deserves more time. This is from Channel3000.com, the great CBS affiliate here in Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm excited about this. It says, Wisconsin civil rights trailblazer Val Phillips is now memorialized on the steps of the Wisconsin State Capitol. The bronze statue of Phillips was installed on Tuesday and will be officially unveiled at 5 p.m. this coming weekend on Saturday. It's a process that took the Val Phillips task force 4 years to make happen. Phillips is known for her many firsts. She was the first black woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School, the first woman and African-American elected to the Milwaukee Common Council, and the first black judge in the state, and the first black woman to be elected to a statewide office in Wisconsin. Her statue marks the state's first dedication to a black woman on Capitol grounds. Michael Johnson is the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club in Dane County. He organized and raised more than $500,000 for the statue. He says, quote, to have a woman on the state grounds is powerful, in my opinion. To have a black woman on state grounds, and not just because she's black, is because of what she accomplished. Johnson said he hopes the statue will be both educational and inspirational. Very well said. And Val Phillips, and they just changed the name of James Madison Memorial High School here to Val Phillips Memorial High School in Madison. And now Val Phillips getting her own statue along with, you know, several others. We have the forward statue. As someone who works at the Capitol and gave tours, that is also usually the most misunderstood trivia question in the state capitol. People that think that the woman statue on top of the dome of the state capitol, the big gold statue, they think that's called forward or miss forward. Here's a little, if you want to win a bar bet, the statue on top of the capitol is simply called Wisconsin.
I did not know that.
Wisconsin. And it's the statue of a woman raising her arm at the base of the stairs facing State Street. That is called Miss Forward. And there's also Hans Christian Hegg, great statue as well. Someone who helped free slaves during the Civil War. And now we have Val Phillips, a great trailblazer. How cool would it be? A woman, a black woman of all these firsts, finally gets her statue in Madison in the same year that the first black woman would be elected president of the United States. Pretty cool. Great show today. Appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate Chad Holmes, Jane McNair, Mr. Zommers. As always, stay tuned next for a great program of Maggie Dawn. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.